Almost 330 lawmakers from the Duma, Russia's lower house of parliament, have been added to the US list of sanctioned individuals and entities. Several oligarchs and almost 50 state-owned Russian defense companies that are producing weapons being used in the invasion are also blacklisted. President Joe Biden is in Europe this week with meetings with European heads and NATO on Thursday to show the united response to Russia's actions. The Biden administration is also preparing more than $1 billion in new funding towards humanitarian assistance for those affected in Ukraine. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.